I'm an addict. My name is Greg.
Amen.
And would you believe, Tim told me that was the first time he's ever done this. He needs another hand. I want to thank the committee for taking the chance and asking an addict like me to come and share the workshop. And, yo. Yep, this is JoJo, y'all. No, I ain't doing nothing important, man. I'm just fucking around in a meeting. You know, whoa, wait a minute. These people are looking at me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to slide back in the back, and I'll just do, we'll text back and forth. Yeah, I'll get back with you. I hope y'all really thought that that was as ridiculous as it seemed. This workshop is for the newcomer. Those of us that have enough common sense that have been here long enough need to show the newcomer that you can sit through a whole meeting of Narcotics Anonymous, hear a message, you don't have to get a text, send a text, Facebook, Twitter, Jitter, none of that. I get real passionate about that, and you know, today I just paid attention to, do you know how long the social media statement has gotten? It's almost as long as our readings. You know, we have found electronic ways to kill ourselves. Oh, I didn't say that. This is for the newcomer. I am so glad because I can get out the way because it ain't about me. But we owe it to the newcomer to provide the same clear, pristine environment that was here when we got here. Because if this place was fucked up when I got here, I wouldn't be here. You know, but after we get, you know, we come over the bridge a couple times, you know, and, you know, we quote the literature a few times, the word newcomer comes out of our mouth like that's another separate disease. You know, newcomer, if you're in here, trust me, we need you. Because I might forget some of this shit that I'm saying, forget to call my sponsor, forget to interact with my sponsee brothers and sisters, and I'll be looking stupid next week, and I'm going to need a sponsor, and I hope you got the message so you can be around and say, brother, I'll help you. We love you. We need you. And we don't need to use you as a whipping post or, you know, to prove to you how good we're doing by how bad we think you're doing. You know, that's the only person that's mentioned in the readings. Who does it say the most important person? Not the motherfucker with 20 years, you know, not the person that just celebrated. It said the newcomer is the most important person in here because they're going to be around to carry this message. You know, I did that thing with the phone, and I like to inject a little humor in what we do, but that's serious because we will allow electronics to change our literature. You know, there's a part of our literature that says we are under no surveillance at any time. And that's out the door. We also have a part, and you can look this up, and then I'll get off this horse because I'm just passionate about it. But we read that if your Facebook account is accessible by the internet, you are operating at the level of press. We ain't got the radio and film yet, because that's coming, you know. And all I want is just for Narcotics Anonymous to be exactly like it was the day that I got here, when I was looking stupid, thought I knew something, and y'all were here, and a lot of what's going on today wasn't going on. Enough of that. Newcomer. You know, I got a sponsee to work me to death, because they want the answer. You know what I mean? Want the answer. Well, I got some of the answers. So let me tell y'all what's going to go on, because I'm going to get in and get out. That's what we do in my sponsorship family. We get in, we get out. So I'm going to say a little something. It's probably going to make sense. I'm going to say some shit that ain't going to make no sense. And then I'll probably try to tell a joke, and then we can get out of here and go eat. Because we need to let the newcomer know what's coming sometime. You know, we can't just hold them hostage, you know, because we know what's going on. So let me ask you this. How many people in here are newcomers? Oh, I see some hands didn't go up. But let me clarify. How many people in here have been cleaned tomorrow already? Oh. Well, how about this? How many people hope like hell they stay clean today? Oh, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. And the newcomer needs to see who we are. Because we don't have no problem pointing out the newcomer. Hey, there's a newcomer here, you know. Or go to a meeting and somebody says, oh, there ain't a newcomer. Well, it's my first time at this meeting. You know, we want to clarify that shit. We don't want to be a newcomer. But trust me, if you can just take a minute, close your eyes, and remember what it was like 20 minutes before you got here. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So now, you know, you have some more empathy for that person that don't know what sponsorship is all about. They don't know about the steps. They got questions, and really we're supposed to have some answers. Newcomer, listen, use the same skills that kept you out there to keep you in here. See, sometimes I'm going to say some stuff that's going to make you go, you'd be scratching your head. Trust me, it's much better to scratch your head than to bump your head. You know, I think we ought to be done bumping our head, but, you know, I still bump mine. But what I'm talking about is, when you get here, we usually tell you, go to meetings, pray, get a sponsor, get in service. Real simple. Go to meetings. I got to go to them meetings. Listen, if you use like I did, you met somebody every single day. You know, I didn't say, well, Rick, look, I got to go get a haircut and I got to run to the mall. And look, I just won't be able to use today. But I'm going to double up on my using tomorrow. Listen, this ain't rocket science. We're already familiar with how to go to meetings. How to interact with another addict. This time it's just a clean addict. We say, pray. Oh, here they go with the God shit. The one day a week place didn't work for me. I didn't say it didn't work. It didn't work for me. It was always the same speaker. Held a meeting hostage. I couldn't stick my hand up. Wouldn't say, Watson, I'm a little inadequate today. Can I get some, you know, help over here? No. But what I didn't understand, and I'm glad Tim touched on this, see, when I was out there pulling them capers, and I would walk down the street, and I would go, damn, man, you know, fucked up the kick out of there. What? Shit, I'm talking to me. Anybody around? You stupid motherfucker. God damn. What I didn't realize till I got to Narcotics Anonymous, that was my creator talking to me in a voice that he thought I would listen to. So when I got in here and y'all were cussing and carrying on, I said, ooh, I'm home. You know, because y'all wouldn't tell me I had to clean up nothing I didn't have to do. I was home. Because I heard folk talking about God in one breath and that bitch on the other breath. And the sky didn't open up and, the, you know, lightning didn't strike. That's important for the new person to understand that they don't have to change their entire life just to be here and be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. And eventually you might get to a point where you don't do that anymore. But that's not the requirement for membership. So we got meetings, praying. Let me go here. Understand the difference between begging and praying. See, begging is when your ass is already in some shit and you're trying to tell God, get me out. Praying is when we just look for guidance to keep from getting in that shit when we're going to bump our head. You know. So if you knew, you know, just think about that. We talk about sponsorship. Listen, I didn't come in the world knowing how to shoot dope, how to cook dope, where to get it, who had it, what beat bags look like. What? None of that. Some of y'all might think y'all knew that coming off the break. No. I went out on the strip, and once again, I was looking stupid. And I saw somebody, and you know how y'all get that courage that we don't think we have in here, but we had that courage out on the street to go up to a perfect stranger and say, Now stay with me, because in the beginning, when they said, okay, Slim, won't you give me that 20? I'll be right back. In the beginning. And what they did was they went, they came back, and they gave you some suggestions. Don't shoot the whole bag. Don't smoke the whole rock. Let that sherm dry a little bit. I'm talking about these were suggestions. And why did they give you the suggestions? Because they had a vested interest in having you to do what? Keep coming back. Oh, yeah. I like my sponsor. I like it when people, you know, they kick in and, you know something's going on up in here. So those were your first sponsors. But guess what? Remember when you start sponsoring yourself? You started getting 10 packs, working 50s, running off with the package, all that old shit you did. And what happened? You got the consequences. So we already know about going to meetings, praying, sponsoring, now service work. Aha, I ain't doing no service shit. Well, I can say this because I remember when people used to say, well, I ain't cleaning no ashtrays. I ain't setting up no chairs. They can make their own goddamn coffee. I'm not doing it. Yeah. You need to remember when that little 13-year-old said, Grandma, run down to the corner, get me some fries. They better be hot when you get back. And I might mash you off a crumb. I might let you squeeze the cotton. You know how powerful that word might was? I'm talking you got the willies. Woo! And the motherfucker said, might? Man, I don't know about y'all, but I was gone. And I came back. And I stood there. And I was patient. I was tolerant. I had willingness. That shit sound familiar, sponsor. I didn't buck. You know, I didn't say, man, fuck it, look. And when they threw that shit on the ground, I went down on the ground and got it. Because I performed the service because I was expecting the reward. And whether I got it or not, I still performed the service. So that should be clear about you, newcomer. Go to meeting, pray, get a sponsor, get a service work. You're going to hear a lot of stuff in here if you're new. Some of it's going to be good. Some of it's going to be bullshit. Yeah, I said it. Some of it's going to be bullshit. You know, because it's just passed down and passed down and passed down, and nobody had the courage to challenge what was being told to them to say, that maybe, I don't know. I'm a proponent of, listen, if you're new, don't stick around to people to tell you you need to, you oughta, you better, you gotta. The people that tell you when that happened to me, I'm talking about that, the shit you just talked about. When that happened to me, this is what I did. These are the results that I got. You know how much power you give a newcomer when you do that? They can make a decision. Don't we talk about that in the third step? Goddamn, they can say, woo, think I might want to get with that. Or sometimes they'll say, no, I ain't going that way. But that's the kind of stuff we have to learn to do. Don't just pass that shit down just because you heard it and thought it was slick. And yeah, you need to be around here for 5 years before you know if you want to stay clean. Listen, the first time you wasn't on your knees, you wasn't laying on your back. I'm just talking about the men right now. And you knew that this was better in here than out there, you didn't have to wait 5 years. You don't have to do that. Just keep coming. Just keep coming. Well, God won't give you no more than you can handle. You're going to get some shit that you can't handle. But guess what? God works through people. And all these people in this room are the people that will help you handle what you thought you couldn't get through. Somebody in this room has already been through whatever it is you think that you can't get through. And if you're in here, trust me, we all have the exact same gift. There are people right now, Joy, in West Queens. They're getting ready to stick a hype in their neck for the first time. Oh, yeah, for the first time. Oh, it's going to be good. You know, they're going to get on. You know what I mean? There's somebody right up on Pulaski Highway in Baltimore right now picking up that rock. Boy, they got blessed. Guess what? They're on their way here. And we got something in our literature that says absolutely none of our business to try to decide who's going to get here, who's going to be ready to hear the message, when they're going to be ready. We just had the responsibility to carry the message. And when they walk through that door, we can give them the same gift that we've been given. Whether you got 24 hours or 24 years, all we got is, you know what? I used to live like that. This is what I'm doing about it now. This is how I'm living today. Today. This is how I'm living today. That's all we got. You know, so, you know, let's take all the mystery and the boogeyman out of the fourth step with the newcomer, you know. Because we want to, listen, when I did a fourth step, how am I doing the time, man? When I first wanted to do a fourth step, see, back when I came in, when you went to a meeting, Hunts Moms, people knew what step you were on. They knew who your sponsor was. That you didn't go in no fourth step meeting across town talking about, well, you know, I think the fourth step is a shut up. Just shut up before I call your sponsor. And sometimes they do the Dauphine movement, we call your sponsor and wouldn't tell you. And you get back in front of your sponsor. I got back in front of Dickie one time. She said, I heard you at that meeting, you know. And then you know. But what I'm talking about is, I didn't want to do a fourth step to get better. I wanted to do a fourth step to sound better. I wanted to be able to go to a meeting, you know, when y'all started pontificating, you know, and me and my sponsor, we went to the mountaintop and the angels sang, and you know. And you know how it is, new person? You know, when you're sitting there and you, I can't friend them. I'm going to do that fourth step. I don't care what it takes. I'm going to just do it. I just wanted to sound better. Didn't realize it was going to be one of the most rewarding experiences that you can have in Narcotics Anonymous. And it ain't asking you to fix nothing. It ain't asking you. All it's telling you is, look. Damn. That's all I had to do was look. Just look. Because you're going to have some guidance to do what to do from then on. So, new people, man, embrace this. You know what I mean? Please, stick around. I need you. My old ass, look, I'll be 68 in August. I came in here at 46. Y'all do the math. What that'll tell you, yeah, brother, I came in here at 46. I used way too long. Way past the expiration date. So when I got here, I was done. And new person, you need to know that if you in here today, you came across that bridge, it's over. It's over. You don't have to live like you used to live no more. So I don't know if I made a whole lot of sense. But now I'm going to try to, because I don't want nobody to leave out here mugging. You know, because we mug. We can grit, you know. You know. But I need to tell you about this newcomer, because you need to know what it is that we turn out in here. There's a newcomer. And pretty little thing, too. God damn, Beth. Just like I like them, you know. I'm telling my story, you know. Yeah, just like I like them. And came through program, got her therapeutic job. And this is a story about patience and tolerance and a serenity prayer. You know, the wisdom to know the difference part of it. She's working out BWI. At the ticket counter. And it was a snowstorm. Last flight. Only plane they were allowed to take off. She had a line of people. I'm talking about self-centered people, unruly people, you know, mean people, whatever. And she just calmly, because this is what we taught them, dealt with the people serenely, politely. And everybody was coming up to her. She said, please have your boarding pass out. And this is the line. please have your boarding pass up. And this is the line.
Well, Mr. Very Important Businessman, he jumped through the gate, come through. Listen, I need to get on that plane, and you need to get me on it.
And she says, sir, please have your boarding pass out, but you have to get in this line.
Listen, don't you, well, you don't know who the hell I am. Do you know who I am?
So she just calmly got on the mic, and she said, ladies and gentlemen, there's somebody here who doesn't know who he is. Can you help him out? Well, he just couldn't take it. And he jumped up and he said once more, he said, listen, I gotta get on this goddamn plane. And she said, sir, just have your boarding pass out and get in that line. And he just looked at her and he said, bitch, fuck you. She said, sir, have $20 out and get in that line. Thank God.